FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on North Manchester 106.6 FM. I'm your host, Cockers, and on this week's show, we'll be bringing you highlights and reaction from Saturday's match with Workington AFC at Broadhurst Park. And for all the build-up now, let's hand over to Ben and Woodso in the main stand.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Broadhurst Park. Can you join us here on Saturday afternoon in the drizzle here in North Manchester as FC United are taking on Workington AFC in the league. Proper mid-table ding-dong here in North Manchester. And joining me for a little pre-match chat ahead of this box office encounter, a big welcome back to Woodso, Mr. Box Office himself, of course. Hello, Mr. Box Office.
This is better than it's bigger than Barbieheimer, or whatever it's called, isn't it?
Yes. Is it?
I don't think
no.
so.
No. Just before we get this part of This Club Is My Club underway, let's do our customary start. The pitch. It's looking a bit better than it was against Warrington Rylands, in all fairness. You can tell the ground staff have worked hard, but there are still problems.
There's patches, shall we say. Yeah,
both 6-yard boxes, penalty areas aren't great. Obviously, we know about the corner. I should put this on repeat. We know about the corner, the Lightbound Road and the main stand. But also, there's a patch now, right, not too far from the centre circle as well, which is looking a bit ominous.
Well, we're going to Blackpool for the day out tomorrow. And when I walked in, I thought I'd come a day early. There's a lot of sand on the pitch. Not a lot. Are you seeing patches?
Like I said, this is looking a lot better than Warrington Rylands. So if we've got Warrington Rylands on, then there's no danger of this being off, even though it is raining still and has been all week.
I think it's playable at the moment.
With those wise words.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's move on to
putting the podcast on Tuesday. Yeah. Let's see how true that was.
And with those wise words, let's head now towards our look back at last week up in the northeast at Morpeth. We've not spoken since half time.
No.
And blimey. No.
I can't say what I want to say. I can't. I mean, you can edit it. I can say it, and you can edit it all out. I'd rather not give you the work.
Let's just say it wasn't the best from the officials.
I stand by what I said at half time. He got two decisions right the whole game, and ironically, it was probably both penalties. I think literally everything else was wrong.
No, looking back at the second penalty, it's not great. It's not like, wow, that's Stonewall.
No, it's not, but I did see the push. What his problem was on that one, he didn't give it immediately. He let Murray Jones come out, then appear to that he got fouled. He then blew his whistle, and because I thought to myself, I can't remember if I said this on half time last week, I thought to myself, we've got away with that, because I thought he was blowing for a foul. And then he pointed. From where I was stood, and I stand by what I said at half time, I was in banging line with it. There was a push. It probably was a penalty. However, you see that all the time, and you never get given. That's the annoyance about it. So you could argue, well played to Mr. Referee Man. I'm not going to give him any more credit than that.
The third goal, though, we've watched it back. We were in no doubt at the time, and it gets worse
when
you see
it. Put it this way, right.
It's ridiculous.
In the first half, I was stuck beneath you. I moved to the other corner the second half, and from 100 yards away, he pulled him. Clearly pulled him back and wrestled him.
It's not necessarily the referee that I blame for that. Well, it's the linesman. Well, so right by the corner flag.
You might also be able to
10 yards. Well, you might less than 10 yards away
be
from
able
it.
To shine some light on it, because I actually thought before that.
Yeah.
From the other end of the pitch, they looked offside as well, but
ooh,
I don't know.
I don't think they were.
Right, that's fine. It just looked it. So yeah. You obviously had a chat with Neil, and I saw a video of an interview on the way home. Somebody said it to me. The referee's justification was they were both pulling each other. So I didn't give a foul.
Well, that's...
I could see that wasn't true from where I was stood. Sorry, I'll rephrase that. What wasn't the case?
No, it wasn't the case
that's
at all.
Better,
and,
thank you.
Yeah, this week, we're playing Workington. We'll hear from Neil Reynolds shortly and Statle Paul, of course.
Another game where the officials robbed us this season. Workington away.
Yeah, I was... we've had some rum luck.
Workington away was probably the weirdest game we've played this season, because we played really, really well. We had chance after chance, that's not the officials' fault that we didn't take them. We had at least two Stonewall penalties turned down, which you watch them back, whether be stills or on video, how the referee doesn't give either of them, if not both of them. But you see, we didn't take our chances when we had them. We missed a lot of chances that game. They had chances, it finished 2-1. I think they probably had three or four chances max in the whole game and scored two of them.
Yeah, and if memory serves, the weather wasn't great that afternoon either.
Oh, we were the only two idiots stood out in the rain for 90 minutes.
But we're 12 points above the relegation places. We've got plenty of games left. We only need a couple of wins, I think, to ease that problem.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a problem.
It would be nice to get it done today.
Get one today, yeah, but the first visit to Broadhurst Park, of course.
Yep, the last time we played them was 2015 at...
Curzon,
yeah.
1-0.
Lewis Lacer.
You were reading Paul's notes as well, haven't you?
No, I listened to his preview before.
All right, there you are then. Yeah. Yes, I mean, it's not going to be easy, because like you say, it's too... I mean, I'm looking at the squad now, and they've got a very young... They've got some down there. I thought they were mascots. Some young lads down there, which could be a good or a bad thing, depending on how they turn up. It's like you say, it's a mid-table clash. Get the 3 points if we can, and then... You know, you move on to Tuesday, right? We'll have another go at Rylands again.
I think that's probably the influence of Danny Granger, their manager, who's announced this week he's leaving at the end of the season.
I wish that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh,
right. So that's an interesting one as well, how you react to that kind of news.
Yeah, because what it normally happens with this club is that managers get fired just before they play us, they get a new manager in and then come and batter us. That's how it usually works. So, you know, let's hope it works the other way for a change.
Apart from a late referee pitch inspection, what else are you expecting this afternoon, Woodsell, just before we hand over to Neil? Don't say it.
Expecting or wanting? I want a good performance.
Yes.
I know we've got some injuries, you know, and the one thing that I thought we struggled in last week's game, I mean, we hit the bar a couple of times, but beyond that, even taking the refereeing out, we struggled for a focal point up front. You know, Jordan...
I mean, we did hit the woodwork twice in the first
we
half.
We did, and that could easily change
even,
the game.
And even down to 10 men...
We had some chances.
We had the two shots of the half, really. After
and the one-on-one, which we should have done better on as well later in the game. But the game was over that by that point, so I'm not really... I mean, I don't think John Buckley, since he's come back, has been... He's not been fully fit. He's not probably given his best. His best performance, ironically, was the game the other week when he got injured.
Yeah.
Against Warrington in the 60-odd minutes he was on the pitch, or whatever it was, 50 minutes, 60 minutes he was on the pitch. So I don't think he's shown his best so far since he's come back. However, what he does give us is a really good focal point up front, which we need. And we certainly missed him last week by... You know, with the balls we were playing weren't to Max Woodcock's strengths, shall we say, in my opinion. Jordan's obviously not playing today. We know he's read Neil's notes. He's out for a few weeks still. That's an issue for me. That's where my big worry is. I think we conceded two penalties last week and a foul, and a soft goal and a foffa foul, which probably was. Beyond that, you know, I mean, they were no great shakes. We defended quite well last week, I thought.
Yeah, we did.
I thought we didn't look at it. Yeah. You take all three goals out, which you could argue none of them should have stuck.
Well, one should have. The first one is a penalty.
Oh, yeah, all right, yeah, fine. I still think the second one was. But what I meant is two penalties and a controversial in three goals. You take all those out of the equation, it's probably going to be... It will finish a probably fairly drab 0-0 last week. Because I thought we defended relatively well. And I've no problem with the defence, really. So today I've no problem with it, but I've got to worry going the other way. That's my big issue, is going the other way. But let's see what happens.
Well, let's hand over now to Neil Reynolds. A big thank you to Woodsell for joining us pre-match. And here's the pre-match thoughts of the FC United manager, Mr. Neil Reynolds. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us pre-match. And first obvious question, what's your thoughts now we've got here? I mean, I think compared to what it was like a couple of weeks ago, I think it's almost like Wembley.
So there's a couple of areas, isn't it, on the pitch that draw to your attention straight away. There's the goal mouths, which are firm, but you've got quite a lot of sand. But then there's the place in front of the SMRE, just off to the left-hand side, where there's a lot of sand. And just to clear it up, people coming on today wondering what's happened. There was an issue with the sprinkler. The sprinkler wouldn't turn off for a number of hours. It was just spinning and spinning. So it soaked that area, so I had to dig it out, I had to sand it over. But the rest of it in front that we lost the game against Rylands, it's remarkably quite firm.
So if it weren't for the sprinkler, actually, it would be pretty good, to be honest.
I mean, what was the statistic yesterday? We've had the wettest February since 1979. We've had more rainfall in 3 months this year than we have in 12 months last year. It's been horrendous. So we've still got loads of grass coverage on it. And you know, it's not going to look like it does all year in August. Of course, we don't want it to look like this, but game's on, and we can't wait for it. And it's the same for both teams, and let's just get on with it.
Now, obviously, last week we spoke after the Morpeth game. Reaffirm what I said last week. Not going to get you into any trouble. but how's training been this week? Getting back into the swing of things. Now we can look at that game in the rearview mirror, as it were.
waking up with cold sweats all week, man. Honestly, but no. I mean, we've watched the game back. We were very good for 45 minutes in the first half. We've hit the bar twice. The decisions were the decisions. We can't revisit it. Like you said, rearview mirror, he's got to go. Training again has been really good. With the return of Dante Gabadon, with the return of Curtis Jones in training, although Kurt's not ready to start a game. But that's given us a lot of positives. We've done loads of work on how we're going to line up for Workington today. You know, Rob's put two great sessions on, and the lads are getting an understanding how we play the system now. So the group in there are brilliant, and I've said it all season. You know, their attitudes are always spot on. We're not far away from going on that run. If it wasn't for that person last week, we might have gone on a run, but we can't. We've just got to get back to what we were doing before that.
Now, obviously, going forward, I'll cover that off in a second, but at the back, we're taking on David Simonson today, who's been phenomenal all season. I mean, how do we guard against what he's bringing to the table?
Well, he's a fantastic player, but he's also part of a side that have won three games in 21. You know, Workington haven't had it all their way, as of us. What they have become in the last seven or eight games, though, is very hard to beat. If you look at the record, although they haven't won, lost by the odd goal and drawn the other games, and some really good performances. So they're going to come here, and like someone said to me, the man, oh no, not someone, like Ben Moore, they said this week, this is everyone's cup final. You know, and you can't get away from that. So they're going to come here and go, despite the pitch, it's a great setup. They're not going to want to lose. They won't want us to go above them today if we win. They're going to want to get away from us. So we've got to deal with him, and Lafferty, Palinkas and Charlie Oliver are given that role. But we've got to look at what we can do as well. We always respect the opposition. We always know at this level of football you're going to have some really good footballers. Workington are no different to what Basford will be, to what Radcliffe will be. We've got to be on our mettle to win any game of football. But I can just sense things turning, and you know, if we can play like we did against Rylands and your Gainsboroughs and things like that, then we'll win today.
So how do we set up today against this Workington side?
So obviously we've been dealt the news that George is suspended for two games and Pat's gone back. So we've been working around the clock this week trying to get a keeper in, which has been really hard. But we've got a really good understudy in DJ, yeah. You know. So
played well at Marine.
You know, although he came on last week and his kicking worked great, his boot did split. We've had two keepers in this week from Bolton Wanderers. We've had one from Accrington Stanley, who just haven't been any better than DJ. So why would we look elsewhere? So DJ will start in nets, and I hope the crowd give him a real boost today. He's really nervous but excited. But in front of the night, you'll have Lafferty, who worth four, Charlie Oliver, who worth five, and Big Jan, worth six. And then either side of that, we're no different at Guy Hall as our wing back in three, and then young Joe, who worth two. And then we've just got a slightly bit more attacking in there. So we've gone Griff, just isolated, who captain the side today, as our deep line midfielder. And then we've gone Depp McLaughlin and Bennett as our two attacking midfielders. And we've left Munro out. And then down the middle, we're going with Gilboy with his pace, and we're going with Gabidon with his pace. And, right, you know, Dante's trained all week, and it may be a bit of a risk to throw him in. But if we get 60 minutes out of him today, can he get people off the seats? I'm sure he will do so.
And how hungry is he to get back up the way?
He can't wait.
Well,
yeah. He can't wait. He's going to wear nine today. He can't wait. And like I said, he's had a really tough week training, but not just in training with the lads. The last two or three weeks, he's really stepped up now. So if the hamstring goes, it goes. But it can't be any stronger than what it is. So it's great to have him out on the pitch today. And then we've got a really strong attacking bench, and Curtis Jones will hopefully start in Europe next Sunday.
Great stuff. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us pre-match. All the best this afternoon, and hopefully we'll catch up at full-time with 3 points.
Brilliant. Cheers, Ben.
Neil Reynolds there, speaking to me about 45 minutes or so ago, and you're listening to SC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. FC United taking on Workington AFC this afternoon, and it's a big welcome back to Broadhurst Park to Stato Paul. Paul, welcome.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Excellent.
Have you got over last week yet? Both the travelling and that ridiculous decision. Seriously, man.
I don't think we'll ever get over that third goal, to be honest, will we?
I'm still not over it.
No.
7 days.
Probably never will.
No. And speaking of referee decisions, Woodsall reminded me that in the reverse fixture this game back at Borough Park, when me and you commentated on it, there was a couple of contentious decisions, if memory serves, as well.
Well, you remember there was two penalty shouts that were more than shouts, and one of them was absolutely bang on, wasn't it? Do you remember that one?
I do, yeah.
The first half one.
Yes, on the right-hand side of the penalty area, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he just got brought down. To be fair, the one in the second half was a stonewall as well, to be fair.
Well,
whatever
yeah.
A stonewall is, of course.
So, we've got injustice hanging over from Borough Park that we bring to the table this afternoon, as well as the injustice at Craig Park.
Right, just to let everyone know, right, this is a mid-table game. We're just here to watch football. No drama. Don't want any drama like last week.
No.
Just a nice game of football. To see us out to the end of the season. Just what we want, isn't it?
It's a different game, different referee.
Yes, that's
now,
true.
The key is today, well, one of the keys is, last week we played the team at the bottom of the fair play table.
Yes.
Today we're playing the team at the top of the fair play
angels,
table.
Little angels from Cumbria, aren't they?
So let's see how that pans out.
However, Danny Granger is sitting in the stands with us today because he has got a red card.
hanging yeah. over him. So well, the manager is in this.
He's obviously taking on for the team.
Maybe so. What about the pitch, Paul? It's been speculation central leading up to this game, whether it would be on or not. I think, I mean, after the warm-ups killed it, to be fair, when we got here before, barring a couple of spots that Neil's mentioned in his pre-match interview, it was looking pretty green. But now there's warm-up has taken place on it, it started to look a bit like it did a couple of weeks ago again, unfortunately.
There are areas that are really, really good, mainly on the far side, where the sun gets to it. And there's an irony that the worst patch of all now is caused by a sprinkler failure in the wettest February since records began.
I think, to be fair, I should have mentioned this in the pre-match interview with Neil, I don't think anyone switched on that sprinkler deliberately. It's
automated, yes. I think, isn't it?
Yes, so there's a patch not too far from the centre circle, which looks a bit out of place, and that's why. But I think it's safe to say the ground staff have done a cracking job since we're here for Warrington Railands a couple of weeks ago.
We're kicking off with a better surface
yes.
than the last game.
Yes.
We have to say that.
And to be fair, there's plenty of games around us in the country which have been postponed today. So
yeah, Bamber Bridge and Guiseley have gone, at least.
Yeah. Prescott Cables has gone in the division yeah. below. Staleybridge has gone. So there's been a few games off today. So fair play to the ground staff. Now, Paul, you mentioned the disciplinary record of Workington. What else can you tell us today about the team from Cumbria?
They've scored 20 league goals more than we have. And that's mainly down to one man.
David Symington isn't too far off getting our total, is he? If he yeah. keeps scoring towards the end of the season the way he has been.
There's only four clubs that have scored fewer goals than we have.
And they're all below us in the table.
They're all below us. So that tells you something else. So, yeah, we need to start scoring goals. And obviously, without Jordan Buckley, we've got this revolving door of number nines at the moment.
Yeah, Gabidoni's back, which is a welcome return, I have to say. But you mentioned it last week in the furore around the penalties and the goal that shouldn't have stood. There was a bit of an edge. It wasn't like Ilkeston. I don't think it was like Ilkeston, but we weren't creating as many chances as we probably should have. I mean, when it was 10-11, we did create the best chances of that second half, and we did it the woodwork twice in the first half, but it is a nil in the goal scored tally from last week.
I would say without a natural attack leader, centre forward, call it what you will, our goal threat diminishes probably by 50%. Workington, for instance, they've got a focal leader of the line who they know they can turn to, and he'll score virtually every game. We haven't got that. We've not had that all season, to be honest. That's why we've only scored 37.
That said, though, I mean, Workington, it is very much I spoke to Danny Granger this week on the NPL show. It is a stabilising season. Promoted last season. Back at step three now.
They've done well.
They have done well, haven't they? I mean, when you look at where they are in the league table, surrounded by teams who finished in the playoffs last year, they have done well, haven't they?
Not so good on the road, which is a bit of a comfort for us. They've only won twice on the road. So, and they've only won twice in 2024 from nine games. So they're not a side that's winning every week. They don't travel as well as they... Obviously, their travel bill must be pretty big,
yeah.
along with Morpeth.
Turn left at Penrith, it's
there's no
good,
other direction
it?
For
no.
them, is it?
No.
You know, it's...
Well, turn right in their case.
Yeah. So, you know, that takes its toll, doesn't it, when you're travelling a lot. They've had a long journey here today, just like we did when we went to Borough Park. So, yeah, it's difficult for them. Let's hope that they start slowly and concede.
So we mentioned David Symington. The other thing we have to mention is Danny Granger has announced he's leaving Workington at the end of the season.
Yeah, big surprise for everyone, yeah, I think.
Decent second stint, say the least, though, promotion and a county cup, and here they are, comfortably mid-table. What effect do you think that's going to have? Because we've seen it with Liverpool, haven't we? And
Fergie
announced his retirement. It can go one or two ways.
I think players tend to stop listening a bit when a manager says he's leaving. They don't have quite the faith in him they did before. So that might be... It might not be this week, but in future weeks, I think motivation might be a more difficult thing.
No problem this week. What about FC United? What can you tell us? I mean, Dodsy Gabadon returns, but... We've got DJ Wern in goal because Murray Jones was sent off for dissent last week, which is a two-match ban.
I think this is Willen's first home start. He has come on before, but I'm not sure if he's started a game here. He's played a lot of aways.
He played at Marine. I've definitely remember that. You're not counting pre-season games because I think there has been a couple where he came off the bench in the summer.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a pat on the back in a way that Neil's trying to replace him this week with some low knees from the Football League, and he said in his interview they're about par with DJ Willing, so why not give him the chance? So
yeah, I think it's a very good opportunity for him today to show that he is a very capable deputy for whoever we've got playing on a regular basis. I'm not sure whether he'll ever become the number one keeper, I'm not saying that, but as a deputy I think he's quite capable.
Captain's armband is Luke Griffiths today. That's changed.
That's
again.
A bit of rotation as well.
Now, when we do our post-season review, I think that has to be on the list of problems this season. Obviously, injuries, referee decisions.
Weather.
I think the captaincy, that does need sorting next season. We definitely need to... I mean, I don't think it's any accident that when Charlie Ennis plays, the senior player in the squad, we perform well. I do think there's a link.
I think when we had Michael Potts,
yeah,
we had an established authoritative captain. The problem with Charlie Ennis, of course, is his age, and he's not going to play every game. So ever since Potts handed over his armband, that's an issue.
FC United today, 12 points above the relegation place. Just thrown out there.
I think we keep saying this every week, don't we? 12
yeah.
points.
We just hover.
Nobody's moving.
I mean, to be fair, I think many people would say 40 points is normally the total. I think it might be a lot less than that this season.
Well,
we just need a couple of more wins just to get to the Phoenix Trophy stuff and enjoy ourselves towards the end of the year.
Last week, Renault mentioned the magic 50 points. So that's 17 more than what we've got now.
Yes.
That is possible. From the games we've got.
That's like,
still got Baysford at home,
yeah,
and a few other games we could win. I think winning today would be a good marker for the rest of the season to say, yeah, we can still win at home. Our away form is not good enough. I think that has to be looked at next season. But we've won a number of home games this season, so why not today?
Absolutely. Well, it looks like the teams are about to join us here on the Broadhurst Park pitch. So, without further ado, let's hand over to your expert commentary team. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and your lovely people, the Armchair Army. And it's FC United against Workington, and here's Seto Paul. And a big welcome back to James Quinn.
It's on we go, the right-hand side, McCarragher. Tacking towards the corner flag, low cross in, but it's cut out. And Palinkas plays it down the left flank, but it's cut out again. And a bit of a careless back pass. Gabinon with a chance here. Gabinon drives it out to the right, shoots, scores! What a return for Dante Gabinon! Careless back pass there. Gabinon seized it. Great composure there as he drove out to the right-hand side to get himself away from the keeper. There were two defenders, and he played it very calmly, avoiding those two defenders. And Gabidon gives FC United the lead. Hits 1-0, FC United out towards the left flank. Here's Symington. Danger man on the left-hand side. Symington onto his right foot. Shoots! Oh, it goes in. And was it a bounce? Strange, seemed to be a strange bounce. But it's 1-1.
Well, we've seen that goal mouth before.
That made that Tim Flowers goal years ago look like a mere bobble. That drove into the ground and bounced off it, didn't it? Right to the top corner.
We've seen before this season that goal mouth has made an impression on shots going in. And I think poor Willen is looking quite bemused, isn't he, about the goal.
It looked to the naked eye, my naked eye, that he just hit the
pitch and went up.
Pitch and went up and bounced right over him. Jan Palinkas. Bringing out a defence for FC, plays it back to DJ Willen. Willen's clearance. Gilboy goes up, but he's out-jumped. And the ball falls rather neatly. And here's Symington again, just out to the area. Symington into the box, onto his left foot. Shoots, good save, Willen. Excellent save. Griffiths floats it in. Nice-looking ball. Nodded out by a Worthington player. Gilboy picks it up on the edge of the box, plays it out there. It's a first-time ball from Griffiths. Beats everyone, though. It's cleared. Allison with the clearance. Symington in retreat, plays it back to his keeper. And Atkinson now plays it out to the right flank. A bit of space here for Scott Allison. On the overlap is McCarragher. Into FC territory, being allowed to run is Allison. Plays it in field. Tinya now. Allison gets it back. Oh, a really important interception from Oliver there. As Workington were ready to pounce. And Guy Hall now has the ball. FC try and break. Out to left flank now. Bennett. Return ball was under Hall, but he ignores that possibility. Now on the right flank is Gabadon, the goal scorer for FC. Gabadon onto his left foot, shoots high and wide. And it's a goal kick to Workington. Lafferty outside the centre circle. He's going to switch this for Guy Hall, and it's going to reach him. Guy Hall then down that flank. Good run by McLaughlin to the byline. McLaughlin left footed cross, far post. Gabadon with the header. Can't get the direction, and the ball is cleared down the right flank. Gabadon to Bashu. Gabadon does well to the byline. Gilboy in the middle. Gabadon still has it. Dribbling, trying to do too much, is he? He's still battling for that ball, but he has been outnumbered. Fitzpatrick. And there's a real tangle for that ball by the corner flag. Ferguson now having his shirt pulled. Flag almost went up. Guy Hall in. McLaughlin! And he just couldn't get the purchase, but it is a deflection and it is a corner. Atkinson now with a long clearance. Hall goes up, meets it with his head. Second ball picked up by Greg McCarragher. And now bringing it forward is Little, Jordan Little. Nice little run there. And on the turn there, that's a nice ball. Allerton, and a breaks here for Hetherington. Left-footed shot, fine finish. 2-1 Workington. You'd have to say that was... He just took it on the turn. First time ball, there wasn't an awful lot of space there for him to make that shot. But he did it, and not a lot DJ Willing could have done. Workington into the lead just 2 minutes before half-time.
It was a very good finish. And Workington have been threatening in the last few minutes, it has to be said. They've created some good chances for themselves and some good passing and movement.
Well, FC with it all to do, having been ahead early on, now trailed by 2-1. Can they get a late equaliser just before the break? Guy Hall under pressure. Palinkas. Palinkas out to the left. Griffiths now. Griffiths in retreat, plays it back to DJ Willen, who will clear. McLaughlin, is he onside? McLaughlin through! McLaughlin! Just can't get the purchase. He was well pressurised there by the two defenders in retreat, but good run, well timed. Flag stayed down. Clockler now, it's with Swales. Oh, yes, couldn't find Bennett there. And great work from Ferguson. Ferguson now just outside the box. Can he find the right pass? Now it's Gilboy, left footed. It's headed away. Brian can pick it up, edge of the box now. Brian, left footed shot, deflection off a Workington head, corner ball. So corner from the right-hand side, Griffiths to jog over to take this one. FC with a little bit of momentum here as they look for the equaliser. Bobby Carroll's substitution being delayed as Workington have a corner to defend. As Guy Hall has stayed back, Symington is half forward for Workington. But most of the population of this game in the box as Griffiths plays it in far post. Brian picks it up, plays it back then. Gilboy out to the left flank. Guy Hall ready to make a cross here. In it comes. Edge of the box. Gilboy shooting! Just wide as the keeper stood like a statue, hoping that ball would do just what it did. And it is a goal kick. Ball played back to DJ Will. And oh, terrible mistake! And it's 3-1. He clears it straight out to Riley, straight to his feet. And Riley just had to play it in. And, well, you have to feel for DJ Willen there. You know, he's had a decent game, but it's rather hurried clearance straight at the attacker. And it's 3-1. Bennett has it in the centre circle. Place it for Griffiths. Oh, and Griffiths has a foul anyway. And Bennett, when the rain comes down, maybe a bit late for that abandonment. It's a red card.
A red card
for McCarragher.
It's the number 15, I think. Is it?
Bobby Carroll for a heavy challenge on Bennett there. So FC will have a free kick here. Well, they can lump one in and maybe hope for a consolation goal. Bennett now to float this in. It's nodded on by McLaughlin and draws an excellent save from Atkins. It was a lovely free kick from Bennett, flicked on almost perfectly by McLaughlin and tipped over the bar by James Atkinson. Can FC give the crowd something to cheer about at the death? No, he can't. It's a poor corner, that. Doesn't beat the first man. Full time whistle. And a disconsolate Neil Reynolds shakes hands with his opposite numbers. And that has been a dismal afternoon for FC United. A curious afternoon in many ways. FC taking the lead early on. Well, Gabidon seized on an opportunity from a bad pack pass, but that was downhill all the way after that. Symington's equaliser. Horrific bounce over DJ Willen's body as he dived. Then a fine opportunist goal by Sam Hetherington just before half-time to give Workington the lead. And then as FC were pressing for the equaliser, DJ Willen with a poor clearance went straight to the feet of substitute Riley. Lewis Riley did the rest, put the ball in the net, and after that really it was too much for FC. And the final score, FC United 1, Workington 3. Paul, pick the bones out of that one.
Well, it was a game of errors and mistakes. I think that in the second half, FC didn't do enough with the possession they had. They didn't create enough chances. They didn't test Jim Atkinson in the Workington goal enough to get anything out of the game, ultimately.
The second half was a bit of a drab affair, really, wasn't it? It wasn't much going on at either end.
And even when they went down to 10 men,
yeah,
it didn't really change the balance.
No, we had one. I mean, there was that ball over the top that McLaughlin almost got on. Gilboys had a shot which went over the bar, and obviously right at the end there McLaughlin's had the flick on. But we've had a good 15 minutes there with 10 men where we've not really troubled them at all.
No. And I think Workington will say, well, we got the goals at the right times. We rode our luck a bit. We defended stubbornly. We kicked the ball long when we had to and got rid of it. And took the 3 points. I'm sure some of the refereeing decisions will be baffling to the manager, but having said that, when you've had a lot of possession, which we did, we didn't do enough with it.
No. The only contentious decisions from the referee really has been the yellow cards. There's not been anything contentious on the pitch really, other than that. Where do we go from here, Paul? Because was really flat.
Well, one thing that the manager will have to do is try to build up DJ Willen's confidence for Tuesday night.
Yes.
That will need a bit of a rebuild.
He's had two horrendous bits of luck.
It's been a difficult afternoon. Again, you can point at injuries, missing players, players that we would have had, you know, like Buckley, the goalkeeper. Too many missing players, maybe, for this squad to get a result.
Yeah.
We've got Ennis now out for a while, by the look of it.
Yeah. I mean, let's go to a positive. Gabidon played 55 minutes and was lively in that first half especially.
Yeah, I think he looked back to his best, considering it's his first game back. He took his chance very sharply. He showed a lot of movement and appetite for the game. It's just that we couldn't get more than an hour out of him today because of his fitness, but maybe we can get a bit more out of him on Tuesday, who knows.
And with the injuries, is there enough there today on the pitch to have really challenged Workington? Because we can go back to the misfortune of the bounce and the back pass clearance from the goalkeeper, the young goalkeeper. But was there enough on the pitch today, given the injuries, for FC United to have got something out of a game like this?
Yeah, I think what you might consider is this, is that if Buckley's going to be out for some time, should we be out looking for a replacement for him short term? Because goal scorers are hard to find, admittedly, but we are very short of goal scorers.
It's like at the end
on this pitch, yeah. There's not a lot of goals in that team that's out there. That's what I would say.
I mean, that was why I think Gabidon coming back is important, but yeah. Gabidon's not going to be able
he can't do it
to
on
play
his own.
90, he's not going to play 90 minutes in these upcoming weeks.
So you look at potential goals out of the team that he's putting out at the moment, and I don't think it's very large potential, and that's a problem. Because if we're not going to score regularly, then we're not going to win many games.
But we're going to be joined now by Neil Reynolds, so over to James.
Neil, commiserations. Can you begin to put your finger on what the source of this difficult run, the difficult last couple of games has been?
No, to be honest, I haven't got any answers tonight. I've got no answers. I think we're 1-0 up, we're doing all right. But then whatever happens in the pitch is a pitch, but there's a hole in the 6-yard box that I told people about before the game. It hits the hole and goes in. That's the first thing. The second one, the goal, we don't close it down. And then we're on the front foot after that. And then we just make another stupid mistake and it goes 3-1 and you've got to own it.
Yeah. Aaron Bennett, I thought, was very creative at times, played some really good balls, played quite intelligently, but time after time, players just making a run too early and missing opportunities that way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he ran hard enough, Bennett, to be honest. I don't think he did enough running, and I just said that in there. I think game passed him by. I think game passed too many people by today. We can stand here all day and talk about the lads that haven't played or don't play, or from your number one to... And a fan came up to me and went, you've had horrendous luck this season, but you have, but you've still got 16 lads out there that are able to run and track markers. And, all right, we had a goal second half. Crowd were going, but we were average at best, and we were picking players from the counties at the minute, and we are where we are at the minute. It's really hard, but, you know, they've won... four games in 22 now, Workington, and we should have enough on the pitch today to win, and we didn't.
The defence generally, decent performance.
Choice of passing, getting caught between two players when we've got three against one in the first half, not taking responsibility, things that we do, and they caused a few problems. Was it Simonson caused a few problems? But apart from that, it was kind of one of them. It was difficult, really. But you know, we're just disappointed, James, because we can't get our rhythm. We're nowhere near our rhythm at the minute because we can't get our players out. And if we can get our players out, we can get some rhythm. But then when we think we're getting some rhythm, we lose a couple of players. You know, in the goalkeeper, Dante's played 60% match fit, but we're trying to get him back in, and we're just missing too many big players, and unfortunately that's hard to kind of accept, but as the manager, I'll own it, I'll front it, and you know, we'll go from there.
Now what about the pitch? I mean, what do you, I mean, is that, I mean, it's going to be like this the rest of the season?
It's appalling. Pitch is awful, James. Pitch is awful. You know, there's no getting away from it. We can't run on it. You can't play football on it. You can say it's about same for both teams. It is, but it's awful. It's sticky. It just needs to rip it up at the end of the season. But we can't do anything about it because of the amount of rain we've had on it. And you know, credit to people for getting the games on, but it's just not in a good position. And I don't think we are as a team at the minute, and the pitch isn't. But listen, they've come here and won on it. We can't use that as an excuse. We can just say that we haven't done enough to win the game. And you know, there's going to be loads of criticism flying around. But the fact of the matter is, James, is that we've got too many big players out, and I don't care if people say that we've too many big players, and too many players in that dressing room aren't stepping up in the absence of the big players.
Rylands on the Tuesday, assuming it goes ahead, another challenging game.
Yeah, they're all challenging games now, because I don't know what we're going to get. You know, it's a toss of a coin. Are we going to get a 7 out of 10, or are we going to get a 2 out of 10? You know, it'd be great to hit a 9, you know, or a 10, but I think, you know, at the minute it's a real mind battle to what we're going to get. And you know, lads have got to own that and step up to it, but ultimately I'm the manager, so I'll own it and step up to it.
Is the Bradford Park Avenue winning today? Two sides within 9 points now and 10 games to go. Is that something to concentrate the mind a bit?
Bradford have played 32 now. They've got 8 games to go. You know, what are we, 8 clear of Bradford now? I'm not even looking. Not looking that way, you know, but what we've got to do is win the game of football. And at the minute, you know, with our big players missing, we don't look like we're going to kind of win a game of football. So it's hard to deal with. But all we can do is carry on to work hard and try and get back into our swing and into our groove.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds speaking to James there. And as discussed, next up for the Reds will be that rearranged home match with Warrington Rylands on Tuesday night. Admission will be pay on the gate, £10 for adults, £7 concessions, £2 for under 18s, while under 5s are free with a paying adult. Kick-off at Broadhurst Park on Tuesday will be at 7:45 p.m. But for those of you unable to make the game, this match will have a live broadcast on North Manchester 106.6 FM, and we'll also have full live commentary on fc-radio.co.uk from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. And just a reminder that this weekend's match for FC United takes place on Sunday this week, as the Reds welcome Krakow side Dragoons FC in the Phoenix Trophy. Kick-off on Sunday will be at 3 p.m, with the match being streamed live from Broadhurst Park on the Phoenix Trophy YouTube channel for those of you unable to attend in person. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.